You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg, the host of A Little Alternative. Now, often on the show, I discuss going to gigs and how easy or difficult that can be as someone with a visual impairment. I'm joined by Jacob from Attitude Is Everything, a charity whose aim is to make the gig-going experience easier and more accessible for those who are blind or partially sighted. Hi, Jacob, how are you?
Hi, David, I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No bother at all. We've mentioned there that you're part of Attitude Is Everything. So what is it exactly that you guys do?
Great, well, so I'm the Research and Campaigns Manager for Attitude Is Everything. We've been working for the past 18 years now with the UK's live music industry to support people who put on events to make them as accessible as possible for deaf and disabled people. We do that in a collaborative and supportive way, but everything we do is based on the feedback and the lived experiences of fans.
A couple of months ago, I wrote an article for university about going to live gigs, and I went around different venues in Glasgow and Edinburgh and spoke to the people there to see how they make the venues accessible as possible. And some are fantastic, some can't do enough for you, and some are meh. From your research and the feedback that you've had, how have you found venues over the past 18 years?
The way we started was our CEO was Suzanne Bull, MBE. She was writing about her experience as a disabled person going to live music, and this was spotted by the Arts Council, and it became a project and turned into what we are now, a charity. It became very quickly apparent that there are lots of people in the industry who do want to do the right thing and who do want to make what they do inclusive, but don't necessarily have the knowledge or the confidence to do that. And so that really informed our whole approach, really, which is to share guidance, to take things like the Equality Act and translate them into practical things. It's a very practical industry, and people are very keen to be told, you know, informed what to do. And then once there's a template and a framework and things which are set out and explained, then, you know, we've had great response from the industry. We've still got a lot more to do. But I would say now where we are right this moment is actually it's quite a broad picture. So on the one hand, and I'm sure maybe a lot of your listeners will be familiar with the fact that there are some venues and also festivals doing fantastic things around accessibility. You know, at the other end of the scale, there are still venues and festivals who've got a long way to go. And so we're trying to both celebrate the good things which are happening and support people to push things even further. On the other hand, still working really closely with the industry to try and bring everybody up to speed with some of the basics when it comes to accessibility.
What are those basics then that venues can do and have been doing for so long?
You know, a lot of the adjustments that we talk about and with the industry are, you know, would be applicable and of use to many different people. So, and that's where some of the most basic things, such as being able to take a personal assistant to a gig, that's, you know, a real kind of fundamental access requirement for many people in order to be able to go out and enjoy live music. Pleased to say that actually is really the kind of the norm now across the industry, but I say there are still some sectors where PA tickets are hard to obtain, and so one of our big campaigns at the moment is called Ticketing Without Barriers, and we published a report in April of this year called our State of Access Report. It was our fourth report, and it was focused purely on the experience of booking tickets and booking access, because, you know, you can have all the access in the world, but if you can't actually find out about what's available, you can't find out access information, and you can't book things like PA tickets or accessible seating is another basic, really. And I think it's where we're trying to increase awareness around some of these basic things is, you know, there are many, many different people who might need a PA ticket in many different circumstances, and there are many people who might wish to have a seated position who may not be wheelchair users. And obviously there's lots of other reasons why someone might wish to be in a position that's, you know, removed from a big standing festival crowd, for example. So there's some of the key basics. I mean, access information, being able to actually find out whether or not a venue is accessible physically or in terms of policies like PA tickets, that's really the ultimate basic thing. Because if you can't find it, we've done research, and other people have done some surveys in the past that have, you know, found that a very high percentage of people are put off from going to gigs if they can't find the information they need, you know. And so that's why we have another kind of campaign which is still ticking over called Access Starts Online, which is all about kind of saying that any venue can and should provide some basic factual information for deaf and disabled people so that they can make informed choices. And then there's a whole host of other additional things, and that kind of relates to partly why I'm speaking to you today as well.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to remain static in what we talk about, and it's really important to us that we're continually improving our ability to engage with the vast breadth of deaf and disabled music fans and gain their experiences and their opinions on what works best for them. And so there are some forms of, you know, reasonable adjustments which are more applicable to some people's access requirements than others. And so we're continuously trying to give people opportunities to share what they may be. One way that anybody listening could get involved in our work and contribute to us trying to make further improvements in the music industry would be to consider becoming a mystery shopper for us. And so that's a project that we run where people can sign up and become a volunteer mystery shopper for us, and then go to gigs, go to concerts, festivals on our behalf, and we can assist with travel costs and ticket costs, and then in exchange return a mystery shopping form which is completed online about the experience, talking not only about a person's individual access experience, but also kind of reporting back on some of the other general access features which they themselves might not be making use of, but trying to kind of paint a good picture of the accessibility of the experience of going to the gig. And that's an ongoing, and that's really informs all of our work. And so one thing I would say is, if you're interested in that, if you visit www.attitudeiseverything.org.uk/mystery-shopping, that will take you to a section on our website where you can find all about that. And that's one thing we're very, very keen to recruit more people for that, including people with vision impairment. I'd say it's just really important to us that we have as wide a range of experience as possible feeding into us. So that's one thing I wanted to mention to your listeners today. And a positive thing that anybody can do to contribute to making live music more accessible and channeling good and bad experiences back to us so that we can then act on them, kind of produce new guidance off the back of that feedback, and also feed it back directly to venues and festivals. And on a related note, we would also encourage, you know, welcome anybody who does have a negative experience going to live music to contact us anyway, whether or not they're mystery shoppers. We're always happy and keen to receive that feedback, and then if we're able to, that's something again we can feed back to venues if we've got a link there. That is one of the major ways which we affect change, and I think connecting people who work in the music industry up with the lived experience of actual fans is one of the most powerful ways we can change things. As I said, most people, when presented with, you know, someone's had a really bad experience that could have been avoided, most people are decent and do want to make changes, and that's what we're all about. Obviously, like I say, we're having a bit of a drive. We're really keen to recruit more mystery shoppers who have sensory impairments. As part of that, we've got a very brief survey out as well at the moment, which closes, it's currently planned to close at the end of the month. And if people go to www.attitudeiseverything.org.uk/survey, they should find a link to that. And it's just an opportunity for people to very briefly tell us if they've had any good or bad experiences of going to gigs, and also, you know, if they're interested to kind of find out more about what we do. And so that's open until the 31st, and I'd really encourage people to make use of that. We're very aware that people, you know, people with vision impairments, you know, there are general things that people can encounter about, you know, being able to book a PA ticket and things like that. But then there may be specific access requirements which people have which are not being met. And again, we're very keen to find out more about that. And obviously, some of the things we touch upon currently in our guidance are things around being able to have a PA, and then the physical environment, and how to best make a music venue an environment that is easy to navigate around. And another big issue is the welcoming of assistance dogs, and that's something, again, we currently already talk to venues about in our guidance, and it's enshrined in our charter of best practice, which I forgot to mention, we've signed up over 160 venues and festivals across the UK to a charter of best practice for making improvements to their accessibility, and welcoming assistance dogs is a real basic thing in that. Yep. But we still have venues kind of asking us about how that works, and I think there's more to be done in terms of providing some updated guidance on that as well. People's perceptions of artists can go down if they have a bad access experience. Mm-hmm. So I think, yep. I think across the industry, people are taking this far more seriously, and including artists. Yeah.
In your opinion, of artists and venues can go down if you have a dreadful experience, as happened with me, and I've also had venues that I've had great experiences with, to the point where if an artist said to the tour, oh, they're playing there, great. It is really important to have, again, just to have everybody singing from the same hymn sheet. Finally, if people want to get involved with Attitude is Everything, you've already mentioned the Mystery Shopper and the survey, which I can vouch for. It's really not that long a survey. It's, I think, four pages.
Yeah,
I've done it. So
great.
listeners, get that done.
Please visit our website or get in touch.
Jacob, thank you very much.
No, pleasure. No worries.
Thank you. You've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.